Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. François Fillon is convicted of embezzlement of public funds for the fictitious employment of his wife Penelope, herself found guilty of complicity. He is sentenced to 5 years in prison, including 2 years of jail time, and his wife is sentenced to 3 years of a suspended prison sentence. The Fillon spouses and their co-defendant, Marc Giraud, were also ordered to reimburse more than 1 million euros to the National Assembly. Their lawyers will appeal the verdict. The Citizens' Convention on the Climate is taking action, as announced by Emmanuel Macron at midday. He takes on 146 of the 149 proposals. The proposals which have been excluded include the modification of the preamble of the Constitution, limiting speed on highways to 110 kilometers per hour, and creating a 4% dividend tax. On the other hand, referendums on specific measures could be organized next year. 15 additional billion euros over 2 years will be injected for ecological conversion, and a bill will be presented at the end of the summer. Emmanuel Macron then flew to Berlin to meet with Chancellor Angela Merkel as Germany will take over the presidency of the European Union on Wednesday. The two leaders will discuss the outlines of the vast recovery plan for the EU in order to get out of the economic crisis caused by the coronavirus. Environmentalists and women stand out in these past municipal elections. Women now run half of the 10 largest cities in France. Some mayors have kept their position, such as Anne Hidalgo in Paris and Martine Aubry in Lille, but there are also new elected officials, including Jeanne Barzégian in Strasbourg and Michel Rubirola in Marseille. And a young biker was injured in Essonne after colliding with a police car. Two investigations have been opened, one on the circumstances of the accident, the other for the motorcyclist's refusal to cooperate with authorities. And we'll finish with the symbolic gesture of the Mercedes team to fight racism. Next season's Formula One cars will be black. The brand explains that it wants to fight all forms of racism and discrimination. The first grand prize of the season in Austria will take place on Sunday. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.